I think we should toast Miss Hunter's buns, as Kay Marie says.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to. So, Miss Hunter, are you ready?
Get her.
As ready as I'll ever be. Light that match.
First question. Was there ever a time when you accidentally slipped up and almost told someone what you do? Huh? Hang on a second. Let me reread that. Was there ever a time you accidentally slipped up and almost told someone what you do you really shouldn't have told?
No, I haven't really slipped up. Although I will say there's a lot of like hilarious things, jokes or even funny things that have happened that I've been dying to tell people. And I'm like, well, I can't tell anybody that because they're going to not, where did I hear that? Or where did that happen? But in the very beginning though, I did tell a few people that I thought were trusted friends and confidants and later learned that they'd spread all kinds of rumors about me way worse than the fact that I do phone sex. And so we are no longer friends and I have not told anyone else in my circle since because that just made me realize I can't do that. So I keep it to myself.
Probably a smart move.
Yes.
All right, next question. Miss Hunter, big fan, love your energy. Have you ever contemplated how much fun it would be to the H mistress together to really work a submissive over? I'm talking about Hadley and Harper, of course. The three H's would be a lot of fun together and a little lot scary. Is this a sort of project you might be interested in taking on?
Hell to the yes. Hadley and I have done lots of sessions together and worked them over good, as they all will attest. And we do, a lot of times, are on in the early morning hours. And I think one of the dispatchers calls us H squared when we're both on. And then Harper and I have done lots of sessions together too over the years, although not recently. So whoever asked this question, I dare you to change that and call us both together soon if you're brave enough. And as for the three of us gagging up on a subby, we would love that. So I dare anybody who's brave enough to do that to be the first one to do it. I know some y'all like a challenge, so there it is.
All right. Follow up. If you have to consider teaming up with another mistress, which one? And tell us the entire fantasy in exhaustive detail, leaving nothing to the imagination and filling in every blank.
Well, first, I've been here over 16 years, so I've done lots of calls with lots of mistresses, and we've teamed up and, you know, worked our magic or whatever, worked over many subbies, but there are so many fantasies, there couldn't possibly be enough time to discuss any of them in exhaustive detail, but suffice it to say, I love, 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 love doing multi-mistress calls, you know, 2, 3, 4. I think the most I have been on was a 12 mistress call once many years ago. They're all fun.
Sounds like fun. There you go, guys. Next question. What three words would you use to describe your cum eating sessions?
Well, they're all different because every person is different. But the common theme is I go from sweet and sensual to strict and demanding and pretty much every other style you can think of in between as needed. But then, you know, that's kind of most of my sessions because I'm really not strictly sensual and I'm not entirely strict because I think good mistresses like we are a little bit of all of these and, you know, rolled up into one. And I don't think that you can really, that strict and sensual is mutually exclusive, in my opinion.
Fair enough. What are some of the things that surprised you about becoming a mistress?
I don't think we have enough time. What surprised me the most is how much I really enjoy it. In the very beginning, I didn't know much at all about the kinks and fetishes. And so I loved learning not only about all the little nuances to each one, but also how each person got started with their kink or fetish, and the psychology behind it all just really fascinates me. So I spend a lot of time discussing it with my callers because it's just very fascinating. And I also thought in the beginning I could never do this in real life, and I totally could do this in real life. Like I if it wasn't for living in, you know, a tiny little town in the middle of nowhere, I could totally have my own dungeon. I would love it. And I would invite you over, Hadley, to help me set it all up.
Well, I don't think any of us mistresses
would. I would show up.
Cool.
Yeah, I think we would all invite Miss Hadley to help us set up a dungeon.
For sure.
All right, there's a part two to that question. And do you remember the very first, your very first call? And what was its focus?
I do remember it because I was absolutely terrified. I remember when I was interviewing with Miss Allie and I was like, I really don't know much about all these kinks and fetishes. I mean, I know about a few of them. And she's like, you know, you can learn all of that. You know, it's real easy. And I said, and the smoking fetish, that really scares me because I've never smoked and I don't really understand that one at all. And she goes, we don't get that many of those. My very first call was a smoking fetish call. And luckily, Miss Ryan, the very same one that chased me down the driveway with Darth and Vader, was dispatching. And I asked her and she's like, oh, yeah, here's what you do. And so she told me kind of how to do it. And since then, I've done a lot of them and I enjoy doing them. But at first, I was like, I don't know how to do a smoking fetish call. So I guess I faced my fear head on without really meaning to.
What do you think has changed the most about your domination style over the years?
Well, when I very first started, I was like, I don't know if I can be a mistress. I just, you know, I could do vanilla calls and but I don't know if I can be a mistress. And I really don't know if I can do humiliation calls or be strict and mean. And in the beginning, I did embrace the mistress thing, because I'm kind of a dominant person anyway. But I did have a little bit of trouble in the beginning. And then little by little, I learned that I really enjoy being strict and even mean and doing humiliating, you know, humiliation calls when the person wants it. And I guess I used to think, as I said before, it had to be all strict or sensual. But I think a good call touches on a little bit of all these things, even if it's just really subtle.
All right. Are there clients from your past that you no longer speak to that you wish would do a call again? Do you ever wonder what happened to them and why they stopped calling?
So I've had a few who stopped calling, and one actually I had forgotten about just called me, hadn't called me in 4 or 5 years. And I actually was really worried that something had happened because he was not in the best of health. And it turns out he had had a girlfriend, and so he didn't call. And he called me out of the blue, and he never told me who he was. He would always just start out by, you know, sucking his dildo. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, I know who this is. And it was pretty cool. We ended up talking, and that was fun. But I have had, of course, unfortunately, some who were older and had passed away. And in one case, the one that really I feel the best about was a caller was trying to figure out if they were gay or a sissy or trans or whatever. And we did so many calls together and we spent hours discussing it. And then one day they just quit calling. And I thought, man, I hope they're okay. I wonder what happened. And about 3 years later, they called me out of the blue to tell me that thanks to me and all of our conversations, they realized that they were actually trans and they had transitioned from male to female and had just gotten in a relationship with a man who loved her, but didn't quite understand how to meet her needs. both physically and emotionally. And she asked if I'd do a few calls with both of them together. And I did, and they went really well. And then she called back one more time a couple of months later to thank me, told me they were getting married. And I haven't heard from her since, but I do think of her from time to time and wonder how she's doing and hope they're living happily ever after.
Aw, that's really nice. Do you have a good wine recommendation for an exploratory evening spent with a like-minded adults?
Wine. It all depends on your taste. I'm a dry red drinker mostly, but I love pairing different wines with foods, and that was how I was conditioned to like wine because I used to hate wine. And I have a friend who's an aeronautical engineer and also has mad chef skills. Like, she would invite me over every Saturday morning. She's like, I'm going to make you like wine. And she would pair different types of wine with different appetizers. And it is really true that certain wines and foods, even though you might like them by themselves, when you put them together, they are amazing. So it only took like, I don't know, 3 or 4 Saturdays before I could drink wine like a pro. It took me a little longer to develop a taste for, you know, like drinking a whole bottle of dry wine, but I do that like a pro now too. So, so I recommend pairing, you know, a couple, 2 or 3 different types of wines with 2 or 3 different types of appetizers. And that's really fun.
I would have to agree with that. Okay. Well, this one's kind of a silly one. Can your dog come out and play? I need a scapegoat.
And you know, it's hilarious that this question came today of all days. My dog is a rescue and he's got so many issues. And there are some days I'm like, oh, he's the sweetest, cutest dog ever. I feel so sorry for him. And there are some days like, what did I get myself into? And this morning he has been a total butt. And I was really literally an inch away from giving him to the nearest taker. So you could have totally had him. now he's all cute again and I'm going to keep him. But if you'd hit me at the right time this morning, he could have been yours for free.
All right. And your final question. Once you ladies have a guy on his knees, can he ever get up? Or are we on our knees forever?
If you are truly a subby, you know the answer to this one already. Of course you're on your knees forever. Naked and on your knees is how you should always begin every session with me. Or any of us, for that matter.
I love it, Becky. I love your post. Or your message. Forever.
Forever and ever and ever.
Well, thank you, Miss Hunter, for giving us that insight into your psyche. It was very enjoyable.
I have to say, my buns didn't get as toasted as I was afraid they might. It was fun. Thank you. Thanks for the question.
And thank you, everybody, for submitting those questions, because without you, we would have nothing.